Mamma Mia! ABBA demands Trump stop playing their songs at rallies. By Paul Bois on August 30, 2024. Mamma Mia! Here we go again. The iconic 70s pop group ABBA has demanded that former President Trump stop playing their songs at his campaign rallies along with used footage featuring them, per The Guardian. The Republican presidential candidate played hits including Money, 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 The Winner Takes It All and Dancing Queen at his event in St. Cloud, Minnesota, the U.S. state with the highest Swedish population. On Tuesday, the newspaper Svenska Dagbladet reported. The campaign also showed film footage of ABBA members on a big video screen at the hockey stadium alongside messages urging supporters to donate. Universal Music, the Swedish group's record company, said they had not been asked for permission to use ABBA music or videos by the Trump campaign and that footage from the event must be immediately taken down and removed. A spokesperson for the group said no license or permission was ever given to the Trump campaign. Together with the members of ABBA, we have discovered that videos have been released where ABBA's music / videos has been used at Trump events, and we have therefore requested that such use be immediately taken down and removed, it said. Universal Music Publishing AB and Polar Music International AB have not received any request, so no permission or license has been given to Trump. Björn Ulvaeus, one of ABBA's members, also told the Swedish news wire TT via text, "Our record company Universal makes sure it is taken down." According to the Associated Press, various artists and their estates have been asking Trump to keep from playing their songs this election cycle. After a video of Celine Dion performing her hit My Heart Will Go On was broadcast at a Trump campaign rally in Bozeman, Montana last weekend, the response from her team was swift. "In no way is this use authorized, and Celine Dion does not endorse this or any similar use," a statement posted on social media read. "And really, that song?" Dion joins a long list of performers who've objected to Trump using their songs. Ahead of the 2020 election, that included Bruce Springsteen, Rihanna, Phil Collins, Pharrell, John Fogerty, Neil Young, Eddie Grant, Panic! At the Disco, R.E.M. and Guns N' Roses. The estates of deceased performers Leonard Cohen, Tom Petty and Prince have also taken issue with the Trump campaign for playing their songs. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.